Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Atlanta City Council is expected to vote Monday on a proposal to redevelop 40 downtown acres known as the Gulch. More than $1 billion tax dollars would go to a private developer. At a City Council meeting today, Council Member J.P. Matzekite says he worries about risks.
What happens if, God forbid, we have another Great Recession and, you know, the sales tax isn't there, the property tax isn't there? What is the city's financial obligation?
The mayor's office says the city faces no such risk. Hundreds of people from different faiths gathered at the temple in Atlanta today to honor the 11 victims murdered Saturday. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Rabbis, preachers, and Atlanta city officials led the congregation in prayers and words of strength during the service. Nick Chambers is a minister at Peachtree Christian Church and used to live in Pittsburgh. He says his job is to help people struggling with this tragedy.
Rather than do anything to increase anger or to increase fear, to speak honestly about it.
Denise Dim is a Jewish Atlanta resident. She says we need to talk more about anti-Semitism.
The hatred of the Jews, it just doesn't seem like it's based in any sort of fact or logic, but it seems like we need a better way to educate people.
Funerals for the victims have begun in Pittsburgh. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Coca-Cola's CEO is dismissing rumors that the company is considering developing cannabis-infused beverages. Bloomberg reported last month that the Atlanta-based company was, quote, in serious talks to develop it. CEO James Quincy now says there are no immediate plans. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.